Joe knows this, is that if you're doing something in golf, you tell yourself not to do it or just to do something that, you know, just concentrate on not doing that particular move, whether it be I got to take a more of a shoulder turn. All right, don't dip my head. So as an athlete, you would think that he could make that adjustment. I don't know. Right, Joe?
I agree with you.
Just say, don't move your head down. Just keep it back up and just physically keep it up.
I tell myself all the time, keep my right elbow in. You know, keep
yeah,
it
it's something
like,
that triggers something that, you know, right before you take it back.
Yep.
But no other sport is the term paralysis by analysis.
See, I try not to.
More
I try not,
that, it's
golf.
That famous Vijay Singh commercial where there's all those swing thoughts yeah. going through your head. It's pretty funny.
See, I That's try not true. To crowd my head with swing thoughts.
I always stand too close to the ball after I've hit it.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
That's my biggest problem.
Joe, just segueing to this weekend for football, this coaching staff, Bobby Johnson's very familiar with a Paul Johnson coach team as Georgia Tech comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've gone against each other many times. It's interesting. You know, rarely do you play a team that runs this triple option type offense, and Vanderbilt's actually going to end up playing two of them. So there is some help in that they've already sort of gone through this once with Army, so it's not just starting totally fresh with it. But, oh, yeah, they've had a lot of good battles over the years. Paul Johnson's done a wonderful job at Georgia Tech. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of guys that fit that offensive system very well. So it'll be a great challenge for Halloween night. But as you said, they're very familiar.
Is this the beginning of a series or a game that was part of another series, or how does this work with Georgia Tech?
I think it kind of jumps. I think we play them this year, and then I think it skips a year or so, and then you play them again a couple years down the road. But I think it's part of a 3 or 4 game series with them.
Joe, we got into this a little bit yesterday, but you know, what do you make of the whole deal that's going on, the relationship with coaches and officials, and now the league sending down reprimands and all of that? Does it kind of look like there's a little bit of a loss of control, you think?
Well, I think the problem is, officials will miss calls. You know, that's going to happen, and I don't think anybody has any great argument, you know, with that. I think the argument is that replay is not changing or working as it's supposed to in the coach's eyes. I don't think there's any question, and I talked about it yesterday. I think Bobby Johnson feels the same way. I don't think there's any question that replay clearly showed that the receiver did not have possession of the ball before he stepped on the out-of-bounds line on that touchdown catch. I don't think it's even a difficult call. And I think that's the problem. Coaches are looking at this and saying, why are you not making the correct call? Why are you not overturning the play when you have clear evidence? The other one for Vanderbilt was the other side of the coin. They did overturn a call on the fumble that it's hard to tell conclusively when the ball popped out. So if you don't have conclusive evidence, you're not supposed to overturn a call. Apparently, they felt like they had it there. That's the problem, inconsistency with replays. And I think that's where they're having the most beef with it. And, you know, it's funny how these things kind of run in cycles. You know, you don't have any controversy for a few weeks, and all of a sudden you got seven.
Right.
You know? And that's kind of where we are right now. And now, and Kevin, you even talked to an official before the game Saturday. Now the officials are thinking about it. You know, now let's not make a mistake. Let's not have a controversy. And, you know, once that happens, you're obviously going to have one. And that's where we are.
To move on to Vanderbilt's team, we were all thrilled to see Stephen Stone back out there on Saturday. How did he make it through the game, you know, after missing so many weeks with that broken foot that he got back in camp?
You know, Kevin, I think he made it pretty well. They didn't overplay him. They went in knowing if he was going to play, he was only probably going to play a limited number of snaps. He did that, and I think he's fine. I think you'll see him practice this week, and that snap count will probably go up for Georgia Tech. And I'm certainly happy for him. You know, it's been very difficult for him to stand over on the sideline and you know, chomping at the bit to play. He wanted to play a couple of weeks ago, but he was, you know, he listened to the doctors, and he said, you know, I understand why we're waiting until, you know, now to play. You don't want to injure it again, because if it injures it again, it's all over. So I think he bided his time, and now I think he's ready to go. And I think you'll see him play more snaps on Saturday.
Joe, another interesting element, you know, to Vanderbilt is Warren Norman. You know, he was outstanding last Saturday. I had an older Vandy fan come up to me yesterday and say, he's the greatest running back they've had there since Frank Mordecai.
Well, he's certainly turned a lot of heads, hasn't he? You know, it's funny, when he ran the kickoff back 99 yards for the touchdown against South Carolina, You know, I knew that the longest kickoff return in Vanderbilt's history was Preston Brown's 100-yarder, you know, back in the 70s. But I did not know until Larry Leathers came in and, you know, let me know for sure. He's the first Vanderbilt player to ever return two kickoffs for touchdown in one season. It had never happened before. And the funny thing is, he didn't start the year off returning kicks. You know, it's just, it kind of happened through a process. And he just has that knack for finding the hole and hitting it hard. And when he hits it in the blockings there, he's got a chance to go all the way. And, you know, thank goodness for him. Let's face it, we wouldn't have been in the Army game without him, and we wouldn't have been in the South Carolina game without him. So he's been a special player. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Zach Stacy gets healthier, can spell him some. Those two can kind of become a pretty difficult duo to deal with. But Warren has become a very special, special teams player, no question.
You know, Joe, in one of the strange twists of that South Carolina game, if you don't have the controversial call in the South Carolina touchdown where they get the 6 points and the extra point, you don't have the kickoff that results in the 99-yard score for Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
so I guess there are different ways of looking at it.
I would like to think he would have returned the opening kickoff of the third quarter.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.